good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte.
The young Sith by his ship stood a-fighting, his cowl thrown back and his saber aglow. For to him a wholesome young Jedi came gliding to struggle and fight and her skill for to show. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Your form, said the Sith, well, it is quite impressive. The Jedi replied, I've worked hard to be so. Then they went back at it, the Sith was aggressive, the Jedi returning each thrust blow for blow. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Her master, she said, had grown tired and sour, the strength and the force faded out long ago. The Sith, he retorted, I'm quite thick with power, and I have much stamina, more than you know. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Red hot grew his saber through arduous labor, the Jedi grew tired, going at her bow. It seemed that first fate chose the Jedi to favor, but soon she came gasping and thrashed to and fro. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Oh. 6 times did his saber by vigorous thrusting has forced the young Jedi from high point to low. But after a rest, they fell back to it, lusting. The Sith, each time thrusting, recoiled more slow. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Said the Jedi in all of his saber, what would I give could my master do so? I ask you, young Sith, come spar here with me later, but do me one more round before you do go. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was The Lusty Young Sith from my CD, What Color Is Your Dragon? I just got back, and I'm a little bit on the tired side, so excuse me. I got back from the Blackthorn Village Renaissance Fair up in northeast Arkansas. I had a great time up there in the hills of Arkansas. It was gorgeous out there, beautiful. And, you know, it's a first-year fair, so it was small, but, pulled things up together really well. They had the jousting troop from Four Winds Fair, which is my favorite jousters out there. They just put on a great show, but that's not quite accurate because they do the educational aspect, and it's not just a show, it's jousting, and which is totally cool. I love that. And had a great time. And now I'm back. I'm back to do another Pub Songs podcast for you. I have a little bit of news, not a whole bunch. First, I want to let you know about the success of the Kilted for Her Pleasure promotion. I was trying to push it up the charts when I released it last week. It was not hugely successful. I sold a number of albums, which is great. But my goal was to get it up on the top of the top now charts. Instead, it topped out the Celtic folk charts and the comedy charts, but not at the very top. So I have ways to go, I guess. I don't know exactly what the reason behind that was, but I'd love your feedback. If you have any thoughts as to, why you did or did not pick up a copy last week, I would love to hear it. Did you just miss the deadline? Did you not have the money? Did you? Whatever. I just want to hear it. So if you prefer to buying digital music, it just helps me to understand how I can do this again in the future. While that was not a huge success, the iMixes that I've been doing are still awesome. And in fact, I have a brand new iMix that's now up on iTunes. Actually, there's a couple new ones. The latest, which I hope to get up probably tonight or tomorrow night, is it features a whole bunch of tracks from the past couple Irish and Celtic music podcasts. So, as well as some new tracks from my latest CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure. And it also features some music from a new compilation CD I put together. I told you about it a while back. It's called Irish Songs for New Orleans. If you want a nice sampling of the music I do and can't afford to buy all my CDs right now, it's a great way to do that because it's got a nice mix of music. And it's the most contemporary stuff that I'm doing right now. So I love it. And it's going to be my demo for some festivals that I'm hoping to do next year. And speaking of promotions and such, I would like you to do me a wee favor. I don't know if you've checked out Google recently, but Google has this favorites possibility. You can put a star by things that you really enjoy. I don't know how it affects the charting of websites, but you know, I have a whole bunch of music. You just search for Celtic music, and you'll find my websites. Irish music out the galore, and if you'd like to help promote my mini Celtic websites, you can head on over there and click a favorite. Make it your favorite. Top it out so that, number one, you can find it easily, the websites easily, and number two, maybe it'll shoot those things up the charts because, well, keywords is a lot of what I do. So right now, I want to take a moment from other stuff and go into a little educational aspect. This is for all you musicians or, you know, websites, whatever. You have your own business. This is a great promotional tips that I want to provide you. Keywords. I did a panel actually not too long ago, and it was on the Zen and the Art of Marketing Yourself Online or something on that lines. Really kind of cool topic for a panel at a con. And I get to run the whole panel, so I mean, it's the thing I do. It's marketing, is music marketing is what I do. I was in Target today, and my wife Gwen sees me walking up to some music display. You know how they have those displays with all those CDs, you know, and you can click and listen to a CD and find one, and they're very generic titles, very generic. Well, their keywords is what they are. And she said, oh, find you next to the music. And I'm saying, no, actually, it's worse than that. You find me next to a great marketing idea, you know, because that's one of those things that just makes me excited. I'm like, oh, interesting. Why do they pick these keywords? Which of these does really well? And, you know, like I said, Google is all about that. iTunes, you know, you search for Irish music, and one of the reasons why I named my compilation CD Victims of Irish Music was that I wanted to attract Irish music fans to that compilation. Not all of my compilations have been so successful. The Secret World of Celtic Rock, yes. Best of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, for some reason, has not done nearly as well. Maybe it's too many words, I don't know. Maybe it just hasn't been in the charts long enough to be promoted, but it's a great compilation. But that is one of those things that people look for. I've been looking a lot at CD titles and marketing. Most bands are going to use the basic CD title, the creative CD title, Happy Songs of Death, Kilted for Her Pleasure. Those might be good visual imageries that will attract you to actually want to find out more about the music or to tell you what they're about, but they aren't necessarily great titles for keywords. Happy Songs of Death, for instance, is basically Irish drinking songs. Whereas the other style of CD titles is those generic CD titles, which is like Irish drinking songs, you know? That's what when people who want Irish drinking songs will go searching for Irish drinking songs, and lo and behold, that's what they're going to find. So it's a fascinating look, and if you're out there promoting your business, your CD, whatever, you need to look at those aspects. And sometimes there's different ways to go about it. For instance, on the one hand, you might want a website that says exactly what it is, or a business that's exactly what it is. B&B Cleaners, you know, pretty much you can probably guess that that's sort of a clothing cleaning store or something. NRFBToyStore.com. That's the website of my sponsor, my executive producer for Kilt It for Her Pleasure, NRFB Toy Store. I don't know what NRFB stands for, but Toy Store Com. You know exactly what the website's going to be about. And that's one way of actually promoting something. Even if it, the actual business name is NRFB or whatever the that acronym stands for, you add in Toy Store and you know what to expect. And that's the way I do it. When I have a, you look at my website, it's Mark Gunn, and then I have Celtic Music, the Traditional, and the Twisted, now listed in the title tags. That's my way, so that I want to capture the Celtic Music keywords, but the Traditional and the Twisted as a way of describing it and maybe making you interested in what it is so that it's not, you know, generic stuff. Keen has a great key phrase. They use a Yankee drinking songs. Very descriptive and appropriate. Now, admittedly, you're not necessarily always going to want to climb to the top in certain characteristics. You know, for instance, it's easier to climb up a local keyword promotions. For instance, Celtic Music in New Orleans. I could do so much better for Celtic Music in New Orleans than anyone else. I'm probably top of the charts for Celtic Music in New Orleans as it is, but whatever your band is, so say Pittsburgh, you know, Celtic Music Pittsburgh, you know, you put those in your title tags of your website and you're going to go so much further than if you're just doing, you know, Celtic music in general, because, well, there's zillions of websites that are all about Celtic music, and I'm just cocky enough to actually try to place in those websites. But that's because I have a huge network of Celtic music websites that all promote one another, and consequently, they all climb up the charts a lot higher, so that I have at least two or three, depending on the day, two or three of my websites are in the top 10 for Celtic music. None of them are number one, I should point out. But they are in the top 10. That's a big start. So to finish up, this is your lesson, is a little bit about keywords. And I tell this in general, the Pub Songs podcast, because, well, first off, everyone can use this information, especially if you're a fan and you want to help promote my music. If you do a link to my website, and it's not just Mark Gunn, but Mark Gunn Celtic Music, that's going to push me up the charts. Or if you go to iTunes and do a search for Irish music and you come across my Victims of Irish Music compilation, or Irish Songs for New Orleans, you do a search for Irish songs, you're going to see that CD listed in there. It's way down the charts right now, but with time, I'm hoping that it'll climb up. So when someone searches for Irish songs, they're going to find Irish Songs for New Orleans, that compilation CD, and hopefully listen and hopefully buy some music, and it works out better for everyone involved. So you can use the same promotional tips when promoting whatever it is. If it's a business you run, or your favorite musician, your favorite podcast, Pub Songs Podcast. Yes, go look for Pub Songs. You'll find this website. That is why I named it as I did, and consequently, it might not just be about pub songs, but you get a general idea of what it's about now, since I reformatted it, but it works much better. Well, all right, let's jump into some music. But before I do that, if you have a business, a band, and you have questions, comments, thoughts on what I just talked about, you want help in promotion, drop me an email. You can send it to slancha@markgunn.com. Or find a way to contact me. Lots of ways. And I'm happy to help out. That's what I do. So drop me a line. I can talk about other stuff later. Right now, we're going to jump in with J.C. McConnell. This is My Piece of Gratitude. It's from her CD, Mystical Moments, A Sign of Things to Come. Thank you.
sick. You stuck your points of whiskey, you gave the barman lip. Ready, whip the glass across your head, you bled to where you sit. So we hop a plane, the bottom world, put yourself in whiskey there. The curse was on the best of me when I shot through many prayers. I sang until I couldn't scream like that, what I couldn't say. They dragged me to another plane and sent me home again. So here's to you, my dear friend. Have a lot of drink and a good old day to kind of start again. When we get to heaven, this boss will let me in. Down the gates above the place of hell and see our friends. Son. The babes I know will love to cry to see her daddy gone. Broken hearts are fixed with poison, was quiet by the ground. We'll smash another bottle, then we'll bring the king his crown. Here's to you, my dear friend. I'm a lover, drink to the good old days, and kind of drawn again. When we get to heaven, the boss will let me in. And down the gates above the place of hell to see our friends.
Won't you send me to a wedding and it's
oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
Well, now there's my sister Jo. Hello. She's not handsome nor good looking.
Hey.
Scarcely 15 and a fella she was courting. Now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here I am at and
that.
I've never
what?
Had an offer and it's
oh dear me. How would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
I can cook and I can sew. I can keep the house right tidy.
Yeah.
And wake up in the morning to get the breakfast ready. Yeah. There's nothing in this wide world that would make me half so smiley yeah. as a wee fat man who looks just like Bill O'Reilly. And it's
oh dear me. How would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
So come landsman or come kingsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come plowboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all who will marry me for pity.
Well, he'd have to.
And it's
oh dear me. How would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
Oh, now either way home, for nobody's heeding. No, nobody's heeding to poor Deirdre's pleading. No, either way home to my own pity garret. If I can't find a man, then I'll have to get a carrot.
What?
Oh. And it's
oh dear me. How would it be if I died an old maid with a carrot?
Bremisha hair manu, nahidi sidiadro. O Kermisha hair malonek, nahido dio. O good Misha Herr Malonek, na hididi sidi adro, for wap wad in her walchi, na hido dio. For wap wad in her walchi, na hididi sidi adro, for uik na nyeri noch deutsche, na hiro rio. For uik na nyeri noch deutsche, na hiri siri aro. Hanecha gawa bingan stares, na hiro rio. Hanukkah galloping gun stories. Na he did he see the arrow. Le va yare ser in quoche. Na he do dio. Le va yare ser in quoche. Na he did he see the arrow. Who cats punic to Juan Goil, Nahiro? Who cats punic to Juan Goil, Nahiri Sidiaro? But I've had my head is mere poster, Nahiro. But I've had my head is mere poster. Nah, he did he see the arrow. More would fuck and a knocker. Nah, he did he. More would fuck and a knocker. Nah, he did he see the arrow. Smoke it a frat and can strike it. Na he do yo. Smoke it a frat and can strike it. Na he did he see the arrow. Wash get more hood cork is your na. Na he do yo. Wash get more hood cork is your na. Na he did he see the arrow, but I've had more cross more goof I walk. Na he did yo, but I've had more cross more goof I walk. Na he did he see the arrow, more hoodie yawag and rask work. Na he did yo. Smoked he yawag and rosquig. Na he did he see the arrow. Could I me a hair malone? Na he did he.
That was Mary Jane Lamond from her CD Storus, Blar Invier Lacre. I probably mispronounced that, but you know what it is. Before that was The Dregs with Old Maid in the Garret from their CD Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another? And before that was Whiskey of the Damned. That was Last Refrain from their CD Craig Agus Whiskey. My upcoming shows are running lower these days. I don't have nearly as many shows coming up before the year comes to a conclusion. But I do have Dragon Con coming up, what, in 2 weeks? 2 weeks? You can come see me at Dragon Con. I have a lot of shows, and I really want you to come see as many as you can. I'm going to try to keep these shows all very interesting and different because I have a lot of music. I have a lot of music to share with you. So come out to as many as you can, especially the concourse shows. Those would be fantastic. The Filk shows, definitely. And, of course, the Brobdingnagian Bards are doing a reunion concert on Friday evening. We're being opened by Tom Smith, the great fastest filker in the world here. Tom Smith and Leslie Fish, who is one of the quintessential filkers of ever, let's just say. And then on Monday, I'm doing a live Pub Songs podcast. I'm getting together with the Bedlam Bards, and we're going to record some Firefly drinking songs. And hopefully we can turn it into a CD. We'll see what happens. I don't know how this is going to come together, but we're going to make it. Oh, I wrote a new Firefly song, actually, on this trip up to Blackthorn Village. And it's a really cool song. It's based on the concept of a couple little aspects. One is, I The Message. If you remember The Message in the TV show Firefly, where drawing a blank on the character's name, but he's dying and he wants his body taken back to his family, and it's that same sort of concept. This one, in my head, it takes place at Serenity Valley, and basically he's terrified. They're losing the battle against the Alliance. He's frightened he's going to die, but his sergeant says, stand tall and stand strong. And so he stays there and he fights because he's there with his friends and such. And by the end of it, the sergeant dies. He's there left with just one of his friends, and he's been shot and dying. And he's telling his friend, take my body back home. Bring me home, boy, bring me home is the chorus. So it's a beautiful song, and I think about it, I need to remember to tell this story and a little bit, because it really brings it all home. It's a beautiful war story. Admittedly, that lyrically there's like one actual reference for Firefly. This would have been a great song to include for the Browncoats Redemption movie, but that's okay. It's a great song nevertheless. I think you're going to love it. I'm going to try to see if I can get some sort of recording for it in the near future. If nothing else, I hope to have it at Dragon Con. So you can catch probably the first performance will probably be at Dragon Con, because I have 2 weeks to actually learn it and all that stuff. Woo! Lots to do. So that's about it. All I want to invite you to do in the future is, for the meantime, if you're not already out there helping me promote some of these compilation CDs, you know, all those compilations, by the way, they all benefit nonprofits. So, purchase a copy if you don't already have one. But also, help me promote them so we can run up the charts and raise more money for Celtic culture. And that's the other thing I wanted to say, is that if you're not involved in your local Celtic culture, get involved, please, please, please. There's so much to do. And yes, you can do it online. That's one nice, great, easy way of doing it. I do mostly online stuff. But also get involved with the locals. Create your own group if you don't have one. But get people together who love their Celtic heritage, whatever it may be, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Breton, whatever it is, just get out there and start promoting it. And share your love of the culture. Now, I'm going to finish up this show with one of the songs, instrumental. I think this is the only instrumental piece. I don't remember. This is an instrumental tune from my compilation, Irish Songs for New Orleans. It was originally released on A Tribute to Love. It is Silhouette of Longing Love. It's one of my favorite instrumental pieces to perform. It's just a beautiful, magical piece. And I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll have a great week. Stop by my website at pubsong.com and post your comments in the show notes. Let me know what you think of this song, this show, my Kilted for Her Pleasure promotions, life in general, good movies to see, whatever. Just let me know. I will talk to you again next week. And if you want to catch me on one of my other podcasts, like the Renaissance Festival podcast or the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, do that as well. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, The Traditional, and The Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.